Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's May 1st, a Tuesday.
I'm just going to swipe up our link so people tune in because we've been gone for so long that I'm like, yeah. I feel like I need to tell people that we're back on the air.
Go ahead and do that. And we're also on Facebook, so you can catch us there, I hope. Let's see. Are we here? No, we're not here, of course. You can try Facebook Live and see. I don't have the engineer here this morning, so I don't know if it's working or not, but whatever. Anyway, we have a radio show first and foremost, and that's the important thing.
Yep.
Nice to see you again,
nice
Danny.
Nice to see you too. I feel like I haven't seen you in like 6 months.
I know. It's been 5 days actually, yeah. Or 6 days since you saw me.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on a road trip to Arizona.
Yeah.
And I had a blast. And for those of you who don't know, I had to take a break, you know? I mean, it was just too much.
Because LA is a lot to
handle. Yeah, I mean, I was very, very, like, stressed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to go to Arizona, and I decided to go alone, too, solo.
Right, you did say that.
And because I really wanted to sort of be with nature, be with the world, be with the universe.
So what did you do by yourself for 4 or 5 days?
I traveled, drove a lot, saw nice places.
Right.
So I went to Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
And that's in Arizona. It's a beautiful lake.
Did you get on somebody's boat and party with them?
No.
No?
No. There were some boats there, but there was no parties like where I could get on the boat
like
with them.
I feel like it gets popping there like on long weekends.
Well, let me tell you, I went, obviously now it's before the summer,
mm-hmm.
So it was very, very nice. There were not a lot of people there.
Right.
Everywhere I went, except I went to Sedona, and there were so many people there. I'm like, where are all these cars going? It's a street and a half.
What, Sedona?
Sedona, yeah.
So
it's a very small place. Very small place.
Sounds
but
like...
But it's so beautiful because all the rock there is red.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's deserty. And then they have... most of the buildings are also built in red and brown.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's like surreal. It's like you're on Mars or something.
But if it's
small,
it reminds me... That seems like a town that like a horror film would be filmed in for sure.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it's very small, you know, because all you have is one main street.
Yeah,
and
that's
the rest
crazy.
Is residences and some resorts. But there I didn't stay. I just took a road trip for the day.
Right.
The day trip. So I enjoyed it a lot there, but I didn't have time for hiking and all that.
Right.
And besides, it's getting hotter. But I got to tell you, it's not as hot as it's going to be in the summer. I actually enjoyed the Arizona weather so much. It was amazing. You know, it was like 95 during the day, 73 at night.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect summer weather.
95 is a little bit of a stretch.
It is a stretch.
Anything over 90.
That's what I'm saying. That in 95, it's hard to go hiking.
Yeah,
anywhere,
like how hot does it get in the summer? Like 200?
It's 115 sometimes there.
That's ridiculous.
Degrees, I know. So that's why I don't live in the desert. I used to live in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't stand the heat. It's just too much.
It gets way too much in Las Vegas. Like, I don't even like swimming, and when I go to like the resorts in Vegas, I have to sit in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you survive out here?
I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I don't know how you survive, but people do, and because some people love that weather, they love desert.
Yeah.
And they
love being red like a tomato.
Yeah, but it's not only that. Look, what I learned is this. One important thing, and maybe it's obvious, but LA is a different world from the rest of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand that. We live here. We have certain like understandings and ideas about how life is. You go somewhere else, it's not like that at all. Let me give you an example. Okay, it's a shitty example, but I'll give you anyway.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I smoke cigarettes and stuff. So,
yes, I do know
so
that.
When I went there, you know, you assume all the resorts are smoke-free and everything. So you go kind of outside
right.
in the parking lot and have a cigarette, right? So that's what I did. I'm like trying to really stay away from people. Then I go to the bar by the beach and I see people smoking. I said, oh, I can smoke here? He says, yeah. So I said, okay, great. I said, it's probably because it's the bar far from the pool, all this stuff.
Right.
I go to the pool. I see people smoking at the bar by the pool. I'm like, wow, You know? And then so I go by
that.
The pool. Now I'm seeing people smoking on the chairs by the pool. And then a guy that works there jumps in the pool with a fucking cigarette
oh my
in his
God.
Mouth. And I'm going, what the fuck? You know, it's like in L.A., it would last 2 seconds.
Yeah, no, you can't at all.
2 seconds.
I don't even think you can smoke a cigarette like anywhere near like highlight room and stuff. I don't think you can smoke
like
there at all.
Near people, yeah. Like, you know, it's not okay to smoke near people. Mm-hmm. But when you go to a bar, people expect it. You know, it's an outdoor bar anyway.
Right.
But the bottom line is not everybody thinks the way we do in L.A.
Yeah.
Southern California is a whole different animal. And that's why, you know, someone's proposing to actually create 3 states out of California. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, they want to do like a Northern California, Southern California, and yeah, just Los Angeles area, you know, because when you think about it, we're so different. We can't possibly be the same state.
Yeah, but it's the same state.
It is the same state.
That's so stupid.
But it's like, but it's probably arbitrarily the same state.
But yeah, San Jose versus like West Hollywood is a completely different lifestyle.
Totally
even Newport
different.
Beach and West Hollywood, yeah. Completely different lifestyle.
And even San Francisco and LA are
mm-hmm.
different, you know?
Yeah.
So they're a lot more open and
but I feel like every kind of state is like that. Like in Boston, you have like Boston, and then you have like Methuen or North Andover, and it's kind of like going to not a different state, but definitely like a different
city, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's different, you know. But
yeah.
But at any rate, I'm not sure I care about that idea or anything or that it'll happen.
No.
But
it might take like we might be dead when that happens.
Yeah. Exactly. In a couple of minutes, we're going to bring in our guest who's sitting here patiently, beautiful and fun. So we're going to have a great guest. That's why I can't wait to put her on. But I just wanted to say, so I was in Havasu, a beach resort.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
There's beaches in Arizona?
On the lake, yeah, it's lake.
Okay,
lake
so
Havasu.
It's not really like a beach resort, it's a lake
it
resort.
Is, well, yeah, but it's beaches. They have beaches there.
Oh, so they have sand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that kind of a lake.
Why
did
I feel like there was no beaches in Arizona?
Well, because it's desert, but when you have a lake, there's also Lake Mead outside of Las Vegas.
Yeah. Someone was just talking about that, right, on the show?
Maybe, yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, but at any rate...
And who fucking cares?
Exactly. But there's beaches there. The boats come and they just stop there and have a drink or
yeah, that's cool.
Something to eat and go. So, yeah, but I did not know anybody with a boat. So, no, I did not go on a boat. I was.
That's why you got to meet someone at a bar and be like, so, buddy, do you have a boat here?
Yeah.
But then I would think you were a serial killer if you ever said that.
No,
so
but
I'm
like,
not, you're not invited.
But I also didn't go really to socialize and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wanted to talk to people a lot, I would have taken someone with me.
Yeah.
I just thought, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do anything.
You just want to chill.
I just want to think, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I was so decompressed and I felt so much lighter on my feet. It's unbelievable
mm-hmm.
how badly a person needs a vacation sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And you don't have to go far, you know? I mean, I didn't have to go to Hawaii to really be able to relax a little bit.
Right,
you know?
No,
I enjoy driving through the desert. There's some beautiful scenery. Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
I would have loved to get the fuck out of Los Angeles for a couple of days.
Yeah, you need
sure.
to. So go to San Diego, Santa Barbara or something. Those are close enough.
Yeah.
But if you want a few days... I mean, if you want to go farther, you need a few days, you know. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But at any rate, so that was the vacation. I'm not going to get into the details because it's not that important. I leave some stuff for myself. And we're going to bring on our guest right now. You need to sit
in
front of the mic.
What happens in Arizona stays in Arizona.
Exactly. Better. We're joined by Heather Francis. Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hi. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Thank you for joining
yes,
us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Move over a little bit
sure,
so you can be in front of the mic
okay.
and you don't have to... there you go. You see,
right.
I need to coach the people how for microphone techniques.
He's a little bit of OCD.
New. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
New.
Yeah. Although I never diagnosed myself as that, I figured, if I need things, everything 90 degrees... You know,
I don't even know degrees.
I do the same.
Really?
At home,
you're a neat freak?
A neat freak, absolutely.
Really?
Yes. I'm actually writing an ebook on how things need to be organized, and I give my tips and tricks on how to do your laundry in a fun way.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Is that possible?
I pop that shit in, and then
is.
I take it out and throw it on the bed
it
and
is.
Wait
it
a couple
is.
Days to fold it.
It is. Well, the reason being is because, like, you work so hard for your clothes, right?
Right.
But then, like, after you wear them, you just crumble them up and you put them in a ball and you throw them on the floor. Like, you wouldn't do that to a friend, right? So why are you doing that to your clothes?
When
so,
it's dirty or clean.
When it, like, after you wear it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but you, then you throw it in the laundry basket.
Right.
But some people just then, drop it where they are, right?
Drop it and wait. They wait.
Yeah.
So what
depends
I like to
how
do,
drunk I am, for sure.
Yeah. What I like to do is I like to pick a day, maybe Sunday, you know? And just like zone out, like put my favorite music on and go to the room and like dance while I'm doing my laundry.
Oh.
Yeah. And just get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done.
No, I definitely have to have music on when I do my laundry.
Yeah, for sure.
But then it's like, what do you do while the washer and dryer are going? You're just kind of like doodle doo.
Well, no. Then, yeah, you could do something else.
Yeah, watch
you
see, movie.
So it's not really doing the laundry, just folding the laundry.
Yeah.
And that's what I hate. That's why.
Putting away.
Yeah. Because to put them in the machine and take them out is no big deal. Easy breezy.
No big deal.
Exactly. So it's folding the clothes. And that I hate. Mm-hmm. So I have a maid and she does it for me. But this week she didn't come because I wasn't here Saturday. So I'm going to have to do it myself. Oh. But I'll be damned if I'm going to start folding them. I'll just take them from the pile every day.
Or just wait.
I used to do it all the time, though. I mean, you know, when I was much younger, I would actually sit and fold and iron some of the clothes, too. Well,
did you know that I think there's a Fold-A-Mate coming out in 2018? It's like this new machine that's supposed to be folding your laundry by itself.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
I got on a guest list for it.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be pretty cool. I think it's called Fold-A-Mate.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. I'd like to try
that. I mean, that just goes to show how lazy humanity is.
We are. We've become very lazy.
Look, I'm just going to put my laundry in my Fold-A-Mate and I'll be over in 20 minutes. Because some machine is going to be folding my laundry.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, cool invention for whoever came up with it, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Our Facebook Live started and
then
it stops. Right.
That's
so now
bizarre.
It says LA Talk Radio was live, but this is going to be fixed or I'm going to break something here. Anyway, Heather, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course,
so
I still need
so
you
far.
Close to the mic.
Okay, sure.
I don't know why you gravitate to that corner, but
I don't know.
Yeah, because we need to hear you nice and sweet and,
okay,
and cool.
All right, you got it. I'm going to move.
Okay, let's repeat it for the third time. It's Heather Francis. Hi. And Heather is the owner of the DAB company or the DAB. How the DAB.
The DAB company. Uh-huh. Yes. So you want me to break it down for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so DAB can be a little misconstrued because there's a lot of dabbing going on in this world right now.
Right. You know?
It's like a dance now.
It's a dance or there's the weed thing. But you know what? Back in 2007, I was with my girlfriend and she's one of my best girlfriends. You know, she always had my back. And I called her. I said, "You're my down-ass bitch.
Yeah.
You're my DAB." And with that, I started creating all these other terms, dazzling and bold, daring and brave, do and become. And what it is this, what I created is this sorority of females that we can come together and ask each other questions about life and about all the things that mom never taught you. Because I moved out here at 18 years old from New Hampshire to LA.
Alone?
Alone, yes.
Wow.
Single, yeah, by myself, like $1,000 in my pocket. I was going to fit him. And I was just a whole brand new world, and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And all that support and that system that I had back at East, I didn't have when I got here.
Right.
And so I wanted to create a community that when people arrive in LA or maybe arrive in a different town, that they could go to this like online platform and talk to them and ask questions about, okay, where do I live?
That's what you need.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Where do I live? Like, what's
and
the
you
best
can
healthcare?
Meet people that way.
Yeah. I mean, and you can meet trustable, like good, worthy friends because obviously we all have fun at the bar and we meet people, but you never know who you're going to meet out there. And like some people have ulterior motives, you know, in LA, and it can be shady sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you go down the rabbit hole or whatever. And so I really just wanted this company to inspire and to just kind of just like be that sister that you never had.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, had you been in business before you did this, before you started this, or is this your first business endeavor?
This is my first business endeavor. But other than that, I was just a waitress and a bartender, you know, and just always personality in the hosting world and just meeting people and stuff like that. My first job when I was back east, I was a the host at Hooters. That was my first job. My parents told me to get a job. I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
I like Hooters. I like the food.
Of course, yeah.
I've actually never been to Hooters in my life.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Oh,
never.
Yeah. That's fun. It's fun. You know, and it was cool because I was the host, so I got to play trivia, whatever, and get to meet people. But that was my hustle. I mean, I did that, and I did. I worked in a nightclub, too, back east.
Which one?
It was called Wally and Bernie's in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Okay, no, never mind. I was thinking of Wally's on the beach.
Okay, yeah, there's two, but maybe they, I think they might, owners?
Yeah, maybe the same owners, yeah.
But yeah, so I just, I hustled making money to move to LA, and I got here, and I was like, oh, culture shock.
Yeah.
Because small.
So you moved from, where did you grow up?
I'm from Manchester, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
Boston gals. All had a dream, packed our bags, and moved across
exactly.
the country.
Exactly.
No plan and no money.
No, exactly. No plan and no money. Just got a dream and a vision. Just got to go.
So what made you think of L.A.? What made you want to come here?
So when I was young, my grandmother, actually, she did the crossword puzzles in the tabloid magazines. So she loved those. Like, that was her favorite thing. So
yeah, like in the Inquirer.
She loved the crossword puzzles. So she'd do the crossword puzzles. And after she was done the crossword puzzles, she'd hand me over the magazine. So here I am, like a young girl. I'm like flipping through the tabloids of like all of these like famous celebrities and famous people. Yeah. And I'd spend like the weekends with her or the summers. And I'm like, ooh, look at this. Like red carpet, Oscars, what's that? Who's this person? Who's that actress? Brad Pitt, you know?
Yeah.
And and so I just like, I'm going to go there. And so that honestly is the reason why I came out here because, and then also my father is very into the entertainment business. He's a very good musician. He should have been a rock star, but you know, he ended up having me and my brother.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we were like big movie lovers and stuff. And so my brother was really into movies a lot. My brother actually works over at Sony now. And
he's out here too?
Yeah, he's out here too. Yeah, he came from New York and he works over at Sony.
Is he younger or older?
He's older. Yeah.
He's older than
you? He's older. Yeah, 3 years, but we're pretty close in age.
So you kind of pulled him towards here after you moved.
Yeah, right? Well, I didn't ask him to move here. My grandmother, my mom's just sent him here to me.
Which, I see. I thought he just gravitated.
But you know what though? It was definitely for the best because he was just finishing college and, you know, we were like, okay, well, what's going to happen with him? You know, he's going to go back to New Hampshire? No, so I'm out here, so you might as well come and join me. And at that point, I was going through a really hard time out here. I was not meeting the right group of people. And
it's hard in the beginning.
It's so hard.
Yeah,
everyone says the first year is the hardest.
It's very hard. And it's scary.
And especially, and it's interesting because you both are very outgoing too, you know. So someone might say, oh, I'm shy, I can't meet anybody. But it's for everybody pretty much difficult, right?
Yeah. It was scary.
It's hard to get through to people here because there's a lot of bullshit going on.
A
lot of people tell me stories.
And everybody always asks, like, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to do anything
for you?
Like, why can't we just be like friends?
Thank you.
I'll give you a shoulder to cry on, girl.
Or listen.
But everyone wants like an opportunity or something. Mm-hmm. Like that's what relationships are based off out here. It's like, what can you do for me? Who can you introduce me to? What party can you take me to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Right. So it's not for everybody. And I'm actually thinking eventually I'm going to move away from here, you know? I mean, I've lived here 40 years. Okay. That's enough, you know?
I can move on. Did you move to Arizona?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's not. Nice to visit, but no, I'm considering like Oregon or Colorado, one of those places,
that.
You know?
Okay.
So I want to check them out and see. I haven't been to neither, so I need to make sure.
I want to go to Colorado for like a weekend.
I've never been to either.
Me neither. But I heard Denver is popping, like the downtown and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah,
cool
Colorado. Yes, yes.
I'd like to go for a weekend.
Reminds me, one of my high school friends went to college in Colorado.
Yeah,
he's a good time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so you see, but the big city is still going to have the same things you have in LA. You know,
of course.
The idea is to go to a smaller town, but at the same time, even though you go to bigger cities, like I went to Phoenix, right? Mm-hmm. And you have the traffic jams during rush hour, but it's only 5 minutes, and then you get to where you go. And it's not like in LA, you sit in stop and go traffic for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, who can do that?
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. So even the big cities that have rush hour, it's not as bad as it is here. It's not even close.
Boston's rush hour is pretty bad, man. Pretty bad.
But Denver does sound great. I wanted to check out Denver, too.
Well, so definitely go, like you did to Arizona before you make any vast decisions.
Yeah.
Right. But if you move and you hate it.
No, I will come. Sometimes I wonder about people that move here that had never been here before. Mm-hmm. I mean, had you been here before you moved here?
I actually came out here just to visit the college that I was attending.
Right.
And that was it. No, that was the only it. So
I came out here a thousand times, and I never actually liked it when I came out here.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, I'm still fucking going. Okay. Because nothing was happening in Boston. Like, what am I going
to
do there?
Right. Something in your gut just tells you you have to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember being little, and I was like 6 years old, and my parents were having an argument, and I just remember sitting on the front doorsteps, and I was like, I'm running away to California. The bus is coming to pick me up. I'll be here any minute. And I was just sitting there with my little backpack and just waiting. I was 6 years old. But like something about California, like, I don't know, once you get here though, and once you do get in the groove and you do meet the right types of people, this place, the
it's a great place.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is endless. You can create something out of nothing. And like for me, being a young woman, I'm about to turn 30 and I have my own business. And I can create this thing. Like, I could never do that in New Hampshire. People wouldn't get it, I don't think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, definitely
and,
not.
You know, so I think, like, I can create it here, and then I can move it and transfer it over to the other places here.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I love about California, is because the opportunity is endless. Like, it's always a yes answer. It's not a no, you know?
Right. I've gotten a lot of no's.
Yeah.
Got a lot of no's since I've been here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, you do. You do. You get a lot of no's. And especially in the acting world, I mean.
I actually haven't gone to an acting audition yet. Like, I'm going to a modeling one today, but it's just for face. So that's why I'm like, I think I've got a shot.
Okay,
it's
just for face. You have to go through 100 auditions before you actually get the best one. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that look at Woody Harrelson. Like, that's what he said, you know? It's like you go through hundreds and hundreds of auditions.
And then you meet that one director that's like, yes, bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. See you on set on Tuesday.
Because you've got to be what they're looking for. Yeah. You know, they can't squeeze you into something you're not.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the thing. So, So it's like a numbers game, like everything else, like in sales, you know. You got to go through a certain number of no's before you get the yes.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a networking.
I'm terrible at networking.
The best advice. Well,
I try to be like good at it. It's just like I'm not like good at it because I'm like socially awkward.
Where do you
awkward.
Think you go wrong?
I'm great on like radio and like reality TV. But when it comes to actually like talking to people in public, I'm like.
You just get nervous?
No, not nervous, but sometimes it's awkward.
Okay.
Like, I'm a kind of awkward individual.
Well, I think that's
individual.
Just you in your own head.
No, I never get in my head.
Well, I don't think other people think that of you, because, like, I've just met you, and I'm like, oh, she's so super awesome. So now
maybe.
We just
I guess it depends what crowd it is, too. Like, when I go to, like, I went to one gifting suite, and I worked that floor like it was my job, but then I'll go somewhere, like, church, and there's a lot of people that go to my church, and I just, like, I can't even, like, no words come out when people talk to me. I'm like, bup, 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 bup. Yeah. Like, it's just awkward.
Okay. That's okay. I mean,
okay, but that's church, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's hard because, like, I meet people that know people that I'm like, I should be friendly with them, but they're such creeps that it's hard for me to, like, network in that group of people, like guys that are managers to certain artists that you should be nice to because they're but I just like
on that. I would say you have to do your research first of all. When you're networking, you have to do your research. Like, if you're going to be networking with someone and they say that they're somebody, say, okay, let me follow up and like let me make sure that this is the case, and then also just be true to yourself. And then, and if somebody says, oh hey, like I have a really good connection with this producer or this director, then I would say follow up with them and like show them more about you instead of asking them about them. And then once you show them you, then they'll be like, oh, you'd be perfect for this.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
That's just kind of the way that I've been taught and the way I've just been like networking and meeting people in LA. And just one thing, you know, one thing leads to another. You never know in this town who you're going to bump into or meet.
You really never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. That's you could be at like breakfast at a random cafe and then boom, somebody's there.
Of course.
So I would imagine you meet all kinds of characters just like you have. Have you encountered like sexual harassment or things that you were not happy with?
In this town? Of course. Mostly it was back in my party days when I was like, you know, young and 18 and going out into the bar and the street and stuff. And
right. You know, but if you try to get something serious like a, you know, like you try to get a role or,
right.
Or a job.
That I haven't. I'm very strong and I very like keep my distance, you know, and I just, right. Like, and I wear the ring on the finger,
you put up the wall.
Yeah. You put up the wall.
You need to get a ring on your finger.
Mm-hmm. Then somebody's got to give me one. Get a fake one, girl. Just get a fake one. Yeah.
I really should just get one that looks like legit.
Then all the guys will want to pick you up.
Yeah. Just
be
like, sorry.
It'd probably be like 10 times worse after I put a ring on.
Yeah. No, the other day I was at the gas station and the pump wasn't working. I know how to pump gas. I'm sorry. I'm 30 years old. I know how to pump gas. I've been doing this my life, right? But it just kept clicking. I'm like, there's something wrong with the pump. So this guy is standing next to me and he's like, hey, do you need some help? I'm like, no, it's just not working. He's like, no, but if you do it like this, it's okay. I'm like, okay. I'm like, sure. You want to try? Go ahead, try. He was just trying to like talk to me. I'm like, okay. So I let him do it.
Did it work?
And it started for a second. He's there you go. And then like 2 seconds after, stopped working. I'm like, see, like it's not working. And then so he just started, he's like, oh, so he started talking to me. And then I'm like, he's like, oh, do you smoke hookah? I'm like, no. He goes, oh, do you get coffee? I'm like, oh, I see what he's getting at. Yeah. And I go, oh, I'm engaged. He goes, oh, okay, bye. And he like floored. He left. He just like vanished. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, so then, in those types of situations, you just gotta like stay on guard and just be like, okay, well, okay, just be nice, be super sweet because you don't want to be rude.
Yeah, because
like,
you don't know if they're a killer.
Yeah.
They have a gun in the car. Like, this bitch know. Just disrespected uh-huh. me and uh-huh. then shoots your ass.
You're just like, okay, well, that was interesting. Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Heather Francis. She's the owner of the Dab Company. And so you created this to enrich self-esteem of young women.
Yeah.
So how did that, DAB means what again?
So DAB stands for Dazzling and Beautiful, Do and Become, Determined and Bold, Daring and Brave. There's all these acronyms to really empower the younger generation or the middle-aged generation to just kind of like keep in your mind, like I am a DAB, like I'm responsible and I am this person, and I'm trustworthy or whatever. And it's a sisterhood where people can come together and just talk to each other without any judgment.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So you guys can find the website at
lovedab.com.
lovedab.com.
Yeah.
And you can find out a lot more about what's going on there. See, so you have a blog, you have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I have a blog. And so my blog right now is just basically on like, you know, if you're getting stressed out, like what are the 8 tips to make you feel better, or how to get your laundry done, we also do Fierce Feline Friday, where I feature a fearless feline who's hustling in her own grind, like, because we obviously see celebrities that are doing, you know, the big time stuff, but what about the average everyday woman, like, that's hustling and doing her career, like,
right.
Like who's exposing them? Nobody. So yeah. I would like to expose them, so I just, you know, every time I meet somebody cool, like as an artist or a salon owner or like a woman that's trying to save the environment, like, you know, we promote them in each, like 2 times a month, and we just promote their brand or whatever it is they're doing. So that's my favorite. And then we also have like, you know, these little hashtags, Motivation Mondays, Tips and Trick Tuesdays, Workout Wednesdays, Thoughtful Thursday, Fierce Feline Friday. And the blog and the videos. Now I just created a She Shed. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of She Shed.
No.
No, what's that?
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. So it's this outside shed that you would have for storage usually, but we turned it into a home. So I turned it into my home office. So it's kind of like
how big is it?
It's pretty big. It's like
the size of this room?
Yeah, it's probably like 10 by 12. And so I turned into my home office outside, and so I'm going to be creating all new blogs and videos for people. I'm going to have some guests on the show and just bring people over and play dress up and talk about fashion and hair and
that's
makeup
cute.
And beauty, and yeah, just kind of inspire younger generations to, like, you know, to know what to wear when you're going on your first date, or to know what you're going to wear when you're going to church, or
right.
you know, or whatever. So we're just kind of growing the brand. The brand really just finally started coming to fruition about like 9 months ago. I've been working on the project for 10 years, you know.
It's wow.
A brand, it just never sleeps, you know, it's always evolving. And
right.
Right now, though, I'm like, I need more help. So I called in a crew of girls that are helping me. I have a social media team behind me and a publicist, and we're just going to kind of blow this thing up and just kind of help help women grow up and feel good about asking those weird hormonal questions, right, or those weird relationship questions or those credit and finance questions, all of the, everything. I want to talk about everything.
Very good. So you have a lot to say.
I do.
That's interesting, because in your notes here it says you used to be very shy as a young girl.
I was.
So at what point did the transformation happen? During your teens, would you say?
You know what it was? It was, okay, so I grew up in New Hampshire, and my parents, they ended up getting divorced. And so when that happened, I was a freshman in high school, and we had to move schools. It was a shitty situation. Yeah, it was a very hard time. Yeah. So we moved schools, and I had to go to a brand new school. So I was a freshman and at a brand new school, and my brother was a senior. My brother was super popular, and I was just a little baby. I didn't know anybody, and so and we didn't get along at all. So one of the days in school, he was like, "If you want to talk to me, you would talk to me when we get home," you know? And I said something to I was like, "Mom, why did you do that to me?" Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then my grandmother talked to him too about that. And then so later that night, he came over into my room. He's like, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I know you're going through a hard time, and we're the family's all screwed up," whatever. But so we started connecting. And then so all of a sudden, I became the young freshman that was really cool and popular, hanging out with the seniors.
Really?
And, at Central High School back in Central High School back in Manchester, New Hampshire.
My brother was really popular at Central Catholic.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of the same thing. I went up to him one day and I was like, "Marquise," and he was like, "I don't know who you are." I'm like, "We look exactly alike, Marquise. I'm your sister."
It's like, "What?" Hello.
"What time are we leaving school today? Can you pick me up in the back?"
Yes. I don't know what it is, but
he was so cool. My brother was so popular. Uh-huh. Me and my sister were the ugly, younger sisters.
Right, but then it's it gives you that guidance, though, because then you're okay, so now I can fit in and feel cool and feel comfortable. And so that's when I really started to know myself, was because I started to getting exposed to the older generation, and they started to teach me things, and I just kind of came out of my shell a little bit, and I kind of created that confidence for myself, because I was always all my friends were super talented and stuff, and I never felt like I was talented.
Right.
But I don't know, one day I was like, "You know what? I am talented."
Yeah.
You
have a lot to say.
Yeah, I can do this. Offer. Yeah. You just kind of wake up one day and you notice yourself. And that's a pretty cool feeling to
do. That's true. You know, you grow up. You grow up.
Yeah. I actually kind of, I feel like we have the same exact story, because I was really shy too, and you would never guess that, because I'm just not a shy individual.
You don't look shy.
I just feel I was never shy, but I was acting shy because I was hanging out with people that I didn't really feel like I could be myself around.
Okay.
Because I grew up in an all-white town, so all my friends were white.
Okay.
So I never really knew who the fuck I was. It wasn't until I went to college and it was a really diverse, and I was like, "Oh my God, who have I been all these years?" It's definitely not me. I was listening to Dashboard Confessionals 24/7. I was like, "That's." I mean, they're a good band.
Yeah. Right. But Confessionals.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
It's the most depressing music you could ever hear in your life. But I was like, "What am I doing?"
I know. When I was in sixth grade, I was listening to Korn because that guy in front of me liked it. I feel you, girl.
You just doing what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And then you're at home, you're like, "But why?
Why?
Why?"
I really want to be listening to NSYNC and Britney Spears.
Right. But my brother still apologizes to this day for being a dick, but we never got close, but I got close to his friends.
Right.
So when my brother got a girlfriend, I would get invited to the parties.
Yeah.
And then I ended up sleeping with one of his friends, best friends. I don't think I still to this day don't think he knows.
Oh, well, he might know now if he's watching and listening.
Sorry. I actually was in love with him too. Didn't work out though.
It's okay.
He was a loser. But he was really hot. One of those hot losers,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Damn, what happened to you? A waste of beauty.
Oh, that's perfect.
We're talking to Heather Francis. I wanted to ask you, you had a dream of becoming a fashion designer? You're into fashion?
Yeah, I am super into fashion.
It's a tough business to get into.
It really is a tough.
I tried to break into it too, and
It's super tough. So my family, I come from a family of upholstery designers, and our family, very talented, very artsy, very, very artsy, craftsy. And also, when I was a child, my great-grandmother lived out here in California, and she had some connections in the industry for entertainment and stuff. So she ended up sending us, the wardrobe back whenever they had, extra wardrobe. So we play dress-up as a little girl.
Right.
So I love me some fashion. Yeah. Every day, coming home, putting on my mom's wedding gown or, this flapper outfit or whatever, and all my girls come over, and we just dress up and dress up. So yeah, so when I came out here, like what I had done back in back east to get into school, I created two costumes for this lady. Her name is Chris Otarian, and she is a cosmetic woman. She has her own makeup company, and I created like the outfits to correspond with the makeup, and so that's how I got into Fit'em. And so I just started creating like dance costumes when I came out here, and I did some stuff for the Pacific Pole competition. A couple of my friends, they were like first place winners with the in the costumes won too, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, and so
how did you learn to do that?
Just by
like to design,
just by watching my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, my dad used to make really awesome costumes for me for like Halloween and stuff, and you know, and my mom too. She's pretty good at that stuff too. And so, just by watching and just, you know, just learning from the family trait.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So you went to school to college?
I went to Fit'em, but I didn't finish. You know, I got in about almost just like half the year. We had a fire alarm, and you know, my sewing project, somebody stole my sewing project.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
that's horrible. Did you report it?
I did. And they said, oh, well, you're going to have to redo your whole 7 weeks of sewing patterns all over again. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And when I first moved out here, like I had found out I was pregnant from a past love from back east, and I was like, so I was not off to a good start at all.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just got into
a story.
I do. Oh, it gets worse too. It goes down the rabbit hole for sure. But that's LA for you.
Yeah. My story is very similar. Yeah.
You know, so you just kind of pick up the pieces and you figure it out day by day.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very cool. The website is the Dab Company. You can find it at lovedab.com. Mm-hmm. And so you have so is this your own thing, or do you have any partners?
No,
in it?
This no, is all me. Everything is me. I do have an editor, graphic designer, Nicole Frederick. She's the best. I could not be doing the website and everything without her help, because I am not good with technology.
Yeah.
And then I have the Gobi social media company as well, that they help me with some posting and stuff. But other than that, all the blogs and everything that you see, all the words of wisdom, that's all. Everything is coming from me.
Cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Do you have to do a lot of social media work on your own?
Yeah, and I was for a long time. And so now, because I want to be the face and I want to be more interactive and do more videos and stuff, I did have to call in some help for the back end of social media, because it's a beast. Social media is crazy, you know?
It really is.
Yeah.
So what do they do
but
for
it helps
you,
a lot.
When you bring on someone to do that? What do they
do? So what we'll do is we all get together and we come up with a 6-month game plan. And so we'll do a photo shoot. And the photo shoot will take a bunch of photos to represent the 6 months coming up. And then we'll have like a month layout, and you know, each day of the week we go through the days and say, okay, so this day is going to be a health day, this day is going to be beauty day, it's going to be fierce feline Friday, you know, and then we put the pictures to like the captions, and then we talk about like how to empower, you know, certain things, you know, or what are you grateful for. We ask questions, and then we do giveaways and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you know, we just kind of come up with a platform, and then so
that's
it's
really
so
cool.
Yeah, and so I approve it, and I say yes, okay, let's go in this direction, let's do that, and then all of a sudden, now we can get the flow going and move it forward.
Yeah. Right. For sure. Mm-hmm. So now obviously you want to help people, and it's very you put in a lot of time and effort and talent into this. Mm-hmm. So and you did this out of love, out of realizing there was a need for something like that. Do you also have a business model for this? I mean, are you going to want to be paid for all
your
work?
Right. It's so funny. You're like the third person that says this to me.
Well, people will ask you.
I know.
People will ask you everywhere because people are curious. Okay,
I know.
So it's nice, but how do you make money?
Right. Exactly.
At the end of the day,
I know. Exactly. Well, I'm very fortunate enough for Kevin Walker. I love you, baby. He is my support and guide. He takes care of me through my dream and passion while I get on this hustle. And right now, no, the business is doesn't make any money. We sell like tanning products here and there, but really I just, we get the money back for buying the products and just kind of spread the love.
Right.
But eventually, yes, I would love to create a fashion line, a t-shirt line to promote the brand, and then that will generate money to go back into the company.
Yeah.
And then also I am a new and up and coming actress and trying to get into the acting world, so hopefully
you give me Brittany Murphy vibes. Yeah. Does anyone ever tell you that?
No,
yeah,
but that's
like
cool.
Even
I love her.
Even your laugh is like kind of similar to her.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
I've been thinking about that the whole time.
Oh, that's so funny. I listened to the Clueless song on the way here when she's getting her hair done.
Oh,
that's
really?
Funny you said that. Yeah. But yeah, no, I do love acting. I found it recently, acting and hosting. I started with Marky Costello over at Become a Host, and I just, because I love talking to people and stuff, and I just, one thing led to the other, and the acting world for me, like, that's, I'm like, oh, shit, this is where I need to be. So,
right.
So hopefully one day when the income comes in, that's where it will be from.
Right. That's my goal, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Like, we like to say to people that come into L.A. and want to get into the entertainment industry is
take
a number and get in line.
Yeah, take a number and get in line.
There's just so many people already doing it for years.
You know.
But you got to believe in yourself. And if you really want to do it, pursue it. You owe it to yourself to at least try, you know?
You absolutely do. And you know what? Like, people can say, oh, you're too old. You're too late in the game. And a lot of people have said that to me because I am older. I didn't start as a child, but you know what? I don't really care. And and like, times have changed, you know? Right. And there and in the acting world, you look on the TV, they get actors for all types of people. It doesn't matter if you're like super thin or beautiful, or if you're super old and, you know, and you don't have it all together. Like, it doesn't matter. They have actors for everything. Like, that's what the acting world is great, because the acting world doesn't discriminate.
I was going to correct you, but
thank
I was
you.
Like,
discriminate. Thank you.
I knew what you were trying to say.
Tongue twister here. when I get excited, I talk too fast and then I screw up my words. That's like the
that's
bad
okay. You got a lot of energy, you know? What the hell? Use it while you can, you know? We don't always have that.
For sure.
But you're definitely ready to have kids because you need a lot of energy.
Oh, no, I'm not ready to have kids. No.
But you have the energy required.
I do. Yeah. Give me like 4 more years and then we'll go there.
I thought I'd had kids by 30, but.
No rush. Yeah.
No, because that's the thing. It's times have changed, you know?
Right.
Back in the day, our parents were having kids at 24, like 21. 25.
Yeah.
But now, like, no. Like, you don't need to have a baby at 30. Like, you don't. You can have it at 33 or 34, and you'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
I just don't want to be too old of a mom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty close. My dad's only, like, 20 years apart from me, so, like, that's why we're pretty close. But, like, I don't want to be, like, 30 years older than my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Many
I don't
people
want
do.
Yeah, but it's all mentality, though. If you think you're like, if you think you're 60, then you're, you know, and you're really 40, you're going to feel 60. Does that
no,
make sense?
I do feel older. Yeah. No, I feel, yeah. I still feel kind of young, I feel. Yeah. I feel old body-wise, like my joints are starting to hurt, but I still feel like I'm an 18-year-old girl. I'm
good.
Super immature.
Right, so then that's how you connect with your kid, because you bring that personality into whatever it is when you have them.
Right. I have a twin sister, and she has a kid, so I'm like, damn.
Oh, cool. So that's why you're probably just like, you feel like you need to go.
Right.
But that's okay.
But
you've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Well, I'm not. I don't want kids today.
No.
But it doesn't happen overnight either. So
they can, you know, Sam. All it takes is one night action.
But that may not be the baby you want.
No, definitely not.
For sure.
Yeah, you know. So you never know.
But no, I watched Spider-Man over the weekend. Finally, I'm a few months late, but I'm trying to catch up on all the Marvel movies that I need to watch Infinity War for. Uh-huh. So I watched Spider-Man, and there was like actors in their 30s, actors in their 50s, fat, skinny, lean, and they got they weren't like main actors, but they still got like one or two lines,
of course.
It's like I don't think they're particularly looking for a certain look, you know?
No.
As long as you got the talent, who cares, you know?
Right.
That's why I'm like, I have never taken acting classes, but I want to be in a movie.
Okay.
It's just on my bucket list of things to do.
Well,
even if it's just like
it.
I'm standing in the background, I just say something like, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's me, you guys. Pause it. That's me.
Well, see, what you just did there is you just manifested it. You put it out there in the world. You put it out there. You say it. You talk about it. You put it in the universe. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it just starts coming back to you.
Right.
If you think it to happen, then usually things happen. That's kind of my mantra.
You know what's weird, too, is I went to church last week, and two complete strangers. I didn't see you because, did I see you after this? No, because we left on Wednesday was our last day, right?
Right.
So I went to church on Wednesday night, and at the end of church, like, people, like, mingle, like, socialize or whatever. Yeah. And two random strangers that I've never seen, never talked to, nothing before in my life, came up to me at two separate times, and they were both like, hey, God spoke to me, and he wants me to pray with you. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of them was like, you can't find like a job, right? And I was like, okay, this is getting weird. And I was like, no, I can't. And they're like, he was like, you've been going to a lot of job interviews and it hasn't been working out. I'm like, no, it hasn't. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's because God's telling you this isn't what you're supposed to be doing. Okay. And like ever since those two people prayed for me, I've gotten two callbacks on two castings.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, this is...
There you go, baby.
You really do have to like speak things into existence.
You do.
It's fine how we try to find meaning for everything.
Yeah. We do.
But sometimes prayer does work, though. I went out the other day, actually right down the street, and I went to my car and I put my bag and my cell phone on top of my car, and then I got my car and I drove I put my car in, but then after my sixth red light I was like, oh, let me plug my phone, I need music. Realized that I left my fucking phone on top of the car. So I started crying. I'm like, I can't afford a new cell phone right now. So I just get out randomly at the red light, and it's still on the fucking top of my car.
No, yes.
Yeah. Wow. So I was like, prayer does work, girl.
It does work.
Literally
amazing.
Six blocks, you guys. I was almost home from here.
Wow.
That's
really amazing.
And it was still on top of my car. I don't know if it was because it was hot out and it was sticky. Like stuck.
Wow. It's simple physics. It's not prayers. But okay, whatever. You know, that's what
I believe in prayer, though.
Yeah, you believe whatever, yeah. You know? I think prayer helps us more than it helps anything else.
Right. Even if it's mental. Because sometimes I feel like taking pills is like a mental thing. Like if you have like pain and you take a painkiller, I think maybe that's like a placebo, unless it's like obviously Vicodin or fucking something that's over the counter. You know? But
it's all in the...
I feel like when you take like Advil and stuff, it could be like mental that works. And I think that's because you're like teaching, like
saying
it's working.
Right.
Just like when you pray, you have to believe. Because if you don't believe in that, what do you believe in? You know,
My fiance always says whenever I'm sick, I say, "Oh, it's all in your head. It's all in your head."
My mom says that too. I'm like, "Shut up."
Yeah, I'm like, "No, I feel sick.
I'm actually fucking sick today." Okay.
Yeah, he's never sick, and that's why, because he tells himself he's not sick. So if you change your mind, you can change your way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true. Yeah.
And if not, just smoke some weed and you'll think you're not sick. You won't care.
Yeah, I smoked weed this weekend for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, what happened?
It was nice. I just smoked and I was like out.
I don't get when people smoke and they go to sleep.
So
what's the
best
point?
Night of sleep ever.
You got to enjoy it though when you're
awake.
That's
why they don't get paranoid. They just go to sleep.
Right. Exactly. I smoked the other night. It was great.
Well,
it was too strong ass weed.
Yeah. So, that's cool. You know, so it's a dab company.
Yes.
And you can find more about it at lovedab.com. And Heather, you got a special name, a spelling for your name.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Spell it for us.
So it's H-E-A-T-H-Y-R.
Y-R.
Because why not?
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I went through like a midlife crisis at one point and I wanted to change my name. So I changed it like 1,000 times. And
is your real name Heather?
It is Heather. Yeah, it is Heather. But I am.
So it wasn't your parents, though, that made it difficult for you.
No. They spelled it the correct way. I'm just difficult myself. And, Marilyn Monroe has a Y at the end of her Marilyn. So I kind of shifted that and put it into me. And I've said,
very
what?
Nice.
That's how I always spell Marilyn. How do you normally spell it?
Well, no, it is. It's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. So Heather, H-E-A-T-H-Y-R. So I just kind of.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But that's how you do spell Marilyn, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, am I getting something wrong here?
No. But I have a big obsession with Marilyn, and I do a really good impersonation.
Can we see it? Can we hear it?
No, not right now.
Come on. This is action, girl. 101. You got to get used to doing it on the spot. What if a producer's at Starbucks?
If you're good at it.
You can't bring it up and not do it.
You can't be shy. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sam. Happy birthday to you.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, but like I'm saying, looking wise, when I really do it up, I'll have to show you guys. But
yeah.
I can do it.
Well. Cool, do you have the little mole too?
Yeah.
I have one naturally.
Do, yeah. Oh, you do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everyone always thinks I painted on. I'm like, actually, my parents gave me this.
That's nice.
It's real.
Painted on.
Lucky.
Well. And I'm not white, so I'm not trying to be Marilyn, people.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you're like, you're very strong-minded, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know what you want, and and you want to change your name, you're going to freaking change your name. You're not going to ask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My great aunt always used to tell me, Heather, the sky is the limit. so do whatever you want. And I just kind of followed that my whole life. You know, the sky is the limit. I reach and aim for the stars.
Yeah, well, it's a very impressive website. You guys can check out a lot of stuff. Join our sisterhood.
Please do.
Dab blog, Dab TV, and all that. So you can find out more about Heather and the rest of the program that you have here. It's amazing. Now, how can people find you on social media if they want to get in touch with you directly rather than go to the website?
Sure. So you can find me on Instagram personally at DabTV_HeatherFrancis. Or you can also check out Love Dab Company on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's Heather Francis. So again, it's Heather with a Y, Francis. And then lovedab.com, you can go there. And then it has all of our links to all of our social media.
Oh, wow. Is Francis the real name?
Francis is the real middle name. Okay. Yeah, I got that from my papa.
Name.
Yeah, middle name. So it's Heather Francis Valenti is my real name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm Italian.
So, yeah. A spicy Italian. Uh-huh. Now you know.
I love me some cannolis.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. Yes, Mike's pastries in North End.
No.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I tried Italy.
Yeah.
For the first time. Uh-huh. Holy fuck.
Yeah. That's
those cannolis are insanity. I was like, literally, like, who made it? This is crack.
Uh huh. Yeah. Uh huh.
So good.
Yeah.
I think they just put one in Los Angeles.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, they did. I think it's in Century City.
We'll have to go. We'll plan a day.
Mm, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to gain some weight because cannolis have to be at least 5,000 calories.
For sure.
Yeah, so don't let the smile and the niceness fool
you.
Yes,
exactly. Or don't give me some drinks and it's all over. Forget about it.
Same.
Yeah.
You turn into someone else.
Oh yeah. Same. I don't drink because of it.
Good for you.
Same. Uh-huh. It must be like an East Coast thing.
Are
you half Irish?
Yes, I am.
There you go.
Irish and Italian.
I'm half Irish too. Yeah. When I drink, it's a wrap.
It. Oh, so yeah.
Especially forget if one person pisses me off, it's just a rolling ball of disaster.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like, did you just see this bitch? And it's just like from that, it just goes downhill.
I hear you.
I have to drink in moderate at parties now. Uh-huh. Like I have to like know
sip.
Myself.
Little sip.
Yeah.
Heather Francis, thank you so much for joining us. You're a lot of fun.
Sam.
You know, you're welcome back anytime.
Yes. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Of course. Everybody, check her out. Check out the company. I mean, this is a work of love. Check it out. See what it's all about. Get some ideas. Maybe someone who's not doing anything can get their ass in gear and do something too. You know,
right?
Like
it definitely pays off. You know. What can I say? You said it, not me. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.